You got to look carefully to see the UFO over here. Dr. Richard Haynes, retired scientist from NASA, spent a lot of time investigating this photo. Here's what it looks like in close-up. If that's a conventional vehicle, I'll eat my hat. I don't know. I do own a hat. All right. Here's that case that Bruce mentioned, Trindade, 600 miles east of the coast of Brazil. He told you the story. UFO here, an enlargement here, 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 enlarge that. At least half a dozen companies that can build things that look like that. The reason for saying that some UFOs are extraterrestrial is that I don't know of anybody who can build things that look like that and fly like that. High speed, sharp turn, silent, no visible external engines, no wings, no tail. If it wasn't built here, it was built someplace else. It's time we're doing something about it. Incidentally, the pictures were released to the public by Juscelino Kubitschek, president of Brazil. I'm sure a well-known hoaxer, I suppose, but Menzel said so. As usual, no evidence. We're dealing with the cosmic Watergate. Let's make the point. Here's SOM-101. What Linda didn't say was that it was received in the form of a roll of film by Don Berliner. There's been a lot of work going on about this document. And so far, it's looking very good. It's included, the full text is in my book. It's been worked on since. Every test to which we have put it, it has passed. Hopefully there'll be a report out in the next 6 months or so. But it's looking very good. The MJ-12 documents, and I only showed you a bit of them, are probably the most important documents ever leaked to the American public, because without anything else, they demonstrate that the planet's being visited, that the government has known it, and there's a group accountable only to the president to deal with it. That's rather big news, one would think. And if any major press group would spend the same effort blowing the lid off the cosmic Watergate as the Washington Post did on the political Watergate, it wouldn't take 6 months. It takes commitment to truth, and truth has become a four-letter word in much of our society today.